While new housing construction grew by 0.5% last month, permits to build new ones have fallen to their lowest levels in 5 months. Builders worry that the end of tax credits next month for first-time homebuyers will discourage sales, and analysts fear rising unemployment could lead to higher foreclosure rates. Guy Sakala is publisher of the Inside Mortgage Finance Reports.
We're at a rate of about 10,000 foreclosures a day now, nationwide. And I don't think that's likely to change anytime soon.
It's a worrisome trend that some say is bound to get worse as more unemployed Americans fall behind on their mortgage payments. Paul Imperiali is one of nearly a million Americans who have lost their homes this year.
I was collecting unemployment, but unemployment just wasn't enough to continue making the payment.
The Obama administration has set aside $75 billion to help low-income owners modify their home loans. But critics say the government's efforts have fallen short. Peter Morisi teaches economics at the University of Maryland.
You shouldn't be fooled into thinking this will help hundreds of thousands of people very quickly. It's more like tens of thousands and slowly.
Analysts say one problem with loan modifications is that in order to qualify, applicants need to show income. It's a condition Paul Imperiali and 15 million unemployed Americans are not likely to meet.
You know, I think the people who came up with this program, I just don't think they really have a clue as to the true suffering, you know, that's going on with families in this country.
The administration is looking at other ways to help stabilize the housing market. On Tuesday, Housing Secretary Sean Donovan testified before the Senate Banking Committee on the nearly $17 billion cost of extending the first-time homebuyers tax credit.
I can assure you that the administration is committing to working with Congress to fashion the most effective homebuyer incentives, mindful of both their benefits and their costs to the American taxpayer.
The weaker-than-expected readings on the housing market added to the downward pressure on Wall Street. The Dow Industrial Average fell 0.5% after hitting its highest level in more than a year. Millar Sega, VOA News.